This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, how many of you have ever planned a party for your kid only to, before all the guests arrive, for it to get canceled? You'd be pretty ticked. But also, how many of you have had a party and you thought only 20 people, 30 people might show, and three times that entered the door? So this is one of these situations that, again, went bad and went sour. So there's a water park in Kansas City that is being accused of racism because as the party was starting, the water park cancels it. And they claim that rather than it be a contract to host 250 people at the water park, there was a crowd of 500. Now, the family is saying the 500 people weren't even there. You didn't see the 500 people. You canceled it because we were black. And so the water park has made an apology. But when you kind of look at what's going on here, there's a lot of things that I'm kind of wondering might have needed to be done differently. So Chris Evans, the father, wanted to have a birthday party for his 17-year-old son. And he signed a $2,000 contract with Summit Waves Aquatic Facility and in Lee's Summit to host 250 people for his birthday party. Now, I've held parties for less, to rent a aquatic facility for 250 people, you almost need to have part of it walled off. Or, the water park, I think at its max, can hold 600. So you either need to rent it out or you need to, wall it off, because that's a lot of people if you're going to hit max, or you have to make sure you cancel. You also have to have that flexibility that somebody is going to, either fib about having certain numbers of people, or people hear about it and they come. They're kids. Kids will hear about it. Apparently, one of the issues was the family posted it on social media. And the water park said that was not supposed to be the plan. This was supposed to be a strict 250 cutoff. So Chris Evans said that the officials said the crowd was twice the size that was, approved. And Evans said his family was told this event doesn't represent Lee's Summit Waves, and that his reservation was canceled because the park official was, quote unquote, uncomfortable. There was a heated argument between the family and the park employee. It was a female park employee. And then the official also, there were some police officers that were there as well. And so the family says if this was a large group of white folks, there wouldn't have been a problem. Evan said, I know you don't know us. I just want to know why you're uncomfortable with us. So Lee's Summit Parks and Recreation Department operates the water park. And they said that they did apologize to the Evans family because of miscommunication and missed processes that led to the cancellation. So apparently they are alleging that they did reach out to the family when they, either saw it on social media or felt that there were going to be more people than originally discussed. And they said, after multiple attempts to reach to reach the renter in advance of the event to discuss safety concerns, a connection was not made until hours leading up to the event. At that point, the only recourse was to cancel the event. Despite the cancellation, approximately 500 teens arrived in the Summit Waves parking lot. Now, Lee Summit Mayor Bill Baird said the city was investigating the matter. He said, unfortunately, statements were made by a Parks and Recreations manager at Summit Waves that are inappropriate and insensitive. So they had said a sincere apology is owed to the Evans family and our Lee Summit community. They strive to be a respectful, inclusive organization where all members of the community feel welcome and appreciated. Inappropriate language, social media posts, and behavior are not acceptable and will not be tolerated. So I'm not sure what the heck happened. And, you know, for those of us that have kids and want to set up parties, we want to make sure that they're, you know, we're not being discriminated against and not, you know, and things being canceled inappropriately. But on the flip side, when you look, when you devil's advocate, if this wasn't about racism and this was about, okay, we are going to max out the park, we are going to be over laws and guidelines, what do you do? What's a better way to do that? So, if I was the park, number one is I'm really amazed that the contract was only for 2,000, because honestly, when I try to host a party for 50 people, it's close to that much. So, you know, they probably should have charged additional for security and said, look, if there are going to be more people, we are going to then need more staff. Because we want to make sure, and it's not security in terms of fights and things like that. It's security in terms of water trauma and accidents. And I get it. At a water park, when you have a bunch of people, it could get pretty, like when these high schools, you know, go to Disneyland and these kids go crazy because there's no parents around and they get to, you know, it, you know, so if you are going to charge, make sure you charge additional or make sure the amount is enough for you to hire more staff. Because it's not the partygoer's fault if you don't have enough staff. Number two is what they could have done is said we have a 600-person limit. So we're going to stop after this count. So you guys decide which 250 to bring in. So it could have been handled that way. Now, I don't understand what they were talking about. You know, this party doesn't represent. I don't know what that's. That obviously is a horrible, horrible term and phrase to use. But if you know, any of you do find yourself in a position where you have, you know, a situation where you feel you're going to violate local laws and OSHA because of maximizing capacity, then just, you know, have OSHA involved. Have, you know, those authorities involved and say, look, we have a max capacity of this number. After this number, guys, we have to say no until people leave. But, you know, and it's one of those things where I've done that where I've announced a party online and then all of a sudden, whoa, okay, maybe I need to change this. And so it's obviously, you know, communication issues, you know, but this can be really, really bad for this park. And so it's a shame. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I was, I believe, 19, I woke up one day in excruciating pain. And the pain was in my right back above the right hip. And I have never felt a pain like this before. And I don't cry very easily. I mean, I used to never cry. And I don't really complain. So I go to the bathroom, because I have to get up to go to the bathroom, and it's just blood. Just blood is coming out when I'm peeing. So most of you guys know what I'm suffering from, obviously, but I didn't. So I start to freak out, and I call 911. I don't know what to do. I was living alone. I was working. What I did is I got free rent it was during the summer of, maybe the summer of 90. Yeah, I think the summer of 90, where I was working in the dorms in the summer, and so they gave you a free room. So, because again, I was, you know, trying to bounce around, you know, trying to, you know, get cheap rent and live on my own. So I was actually in the dorm. The ambulance came. I was writhing in pain, bleeding, and so they took me to the hospital. And they did a pelvic exam. They thought I was pregnant. I'm like, I'm not pregnant. Trust me, I'm not pregnant. This is something else. And after everybody stuck their fingers everywhere, they finally realized, oh, it's a kidney stone. Thank you. So the kidney stone finally passed. They gave me a medicine to stop the pain. I was writhing in pain. It was the worst pain ever. By the way, I've been through labor twice. That kidney stone pain was the worst. See, labor, you know it's going to end. You know the baby's going to come out. Kidney stone, you don't know what the hell's happening to you. You think you're dying. So they believe I either passed the stone or I was fine enough to go home. So I go home and they go, how much, you know, fluids do you drink? I didn't drink a lot. I would like eat a plum and brag about how that was the only liquid I needed. Well, Vegas being the kidney stone capital of the world, you got to drink a lot more fluid. So then I just started to just, you know, drink tons. I would just sit there and drink water out of jugs and just drink, drink, drink. And they had said that I still had some other stones left and expect those to pass. Now, they gave me the strainer, and it was something that I was supposed to put on the toilet, and every time I peed, because when I did pass the stone, then the stone could be analyzed to see what my stones were. Well, I was in a daze. I think it had already passed. And I didn't know how to, actually it wasn't something that, see nowadays we just set it on the toilet and you just sit on it and it'll catch it. Then you had to actually stick it under you. And I was just so out of it. And it was, in fact, it was funny because my parents, you know, stole my keys and grabbed everything from my dorm and my job and took me home and took my keys away. So I'm like, what the hell am I doing here? Let me go back home. And they wouldn't let me. And so I was going through all that, but no, I didn't collect the stone samples. So they sent me then to a kidney doctor. Now, it wasn't a urologist, it was a nephrologist. And this nephrologist, he was the one where, you know, I was naked and he was doing an exam, and then he said, okay, well, you need a urologist. And I'm like, well, why was I sent here to you? So I don't know what the hell that was about. So then I go to a urologist, and the urologist is like, you know, really cool guy, the urologist was. And he's like, okay, so, you know, where's your stone? I go, well, I didn't keep it. So they did something called a 24-hour stone risk, where you collect your urine for a day, and, I mean, all of it. I mean, so you wake up, you pee in the toilet, and then for the next 24 hours, every single urine output you have to collect and put in this jar, or in this container. Now, I worked. They go, well, do it on your day off. And I didn't have a day off. I worked every day, you know, one of my three part-time jobs. So they said, well, keep it cool. So I had a cooler that I, you know, walked around with ice. And every time I went to the bathroom, I had to bring the cooler in to collect the urine. And then I was able to go and submit it. So rather than being a common calcium stone or urate stone, it was a uric acid stone. And uric acid stones are a little bit more rare. But my grandfather having gout, you know, I probably had elevated levels of uric acid. I also didn't drink a lot of water. And the combination of that produced a uric acid kidney stone. They wanted to put me on allopurinol. My mom didn't really like the drug. She said she didn't like the side effects, so she had me go off of it. But I basically, by diet, controlled. I tried to eat less meat, purines. They actually said that chicken was worse than beef at the time. And, you know, I watched my diet. I drank a lot more water, and thank God I didn't have any issue. But the one thing I remember is they said you have more. And when you have more, it'll be easier to pass, but, you know, you go on a roller coaster, you get into a car accident, something, that stone, you have more stones, and those stones are going to pass. Well, there's been a lot of debate on if those stones should be left there. And a study has been published in the New England Journal of Medicine that says maybe you shouldn't leave those asymptomatic stones, those stones that are just sitting there, and you should try to get them out. Now, stones under 6 millimeters in diameter usually are not the target. And many times, you know, according to, you know, urologists, many times they will pass on their own. But sometimes the passing of these is still pretty traumatic. And so investigators looked at 75 patients who were treated at multiple institutions over a span of 2015 and 2021. Half of the patients had only their large stone treated, others had primary and secondary stones removed. Now, relapse was defined as having to go back to the ER or undergo an additional procedure due to the recurrence of a follow-up scan showing that these stones grew bigger in size. So they said removal of these secondary stones reduced the relapse rate by 82%. So they recommend that smaller stones leave no one's left behind. So they say results of our trial support the removal of small asymptomatic renal stones at the time of surgery with the larger one. Now, some of you will say, well, are they being lazy? Why are they leaving it? Well, remember, with any procedure, there's risk and there's cost. And so medicine has progressed to, well, you know, rather than doing everything, maybe we cut back a little bit. Only do what needs to be done and not put the person at risk if their body's going to take care of it on its own. So there's that school of thought. There's the other school of thought, like we have with gallstones, where sometimes the smaller gallstones are the more dangerous. Because these bigger gallstones, they can't necessarily get out of the gallbladder, but the little ones can, and then they could get stuck when that gallbladder contracts to try to squirt bile down the ducts so you can help digest your food. So smaller does not necessarily mean better. And so authors said that, you know, removing smaller stones could add to the procedure's duration, cost. They say, though, the cost is offset by what would be, you know, charged if you had to go back to the ER and go back multiple times. So they hope that this kind of changes, you know, the thinking of it. And I know a lot of you guys have had kidney stones. For me, you know, I'm glad that they didn't have to do any procedures. It looks like I passed it on my own. Man, I had to pass something because that was like hours and hours of pain. But it was definitely something that I always wondered. I'm like, well, if I'm making more stones, when's the next one going to hit? When's the next one going to hit? And I was nervous. I didn't ride a roller coaster for years. Now I do. I'm like, well, I don't care. You know, I'd rather get dislodged and get out of there. But, you know, try to prevent the kidney stones. So prevention of kidney stones is obviously fluids and hydrating. But the other is making sure you don't have excessive components. Like, for example, some of us take a lot of Tums. Well, Tums is a very chalky, some of these chewable antacids, they're very chalky. And some of these things your kidneys have trouble filtering. And so we kind of recommend to maybe avoid certain chalky things. I think vitamin C tablets are very chalky. And so I would rather, you know, you get the vitamins in a more natural form, like through your fruit or, you know, and, you know, use other antacids that don't necessarily have the chalkiness to it. Some foods are very high in calcium, some urate, some uric acid. So that 24-hour test is imperative, or an analysis of the stone, so you actually know what you're making. And if you know what you're making, then you could, you know, make moves to do less. Signs of kidney stones is flank pain coming from the back that starts to extend down to the groin, could go down to the testicle, upper thigh, blood, and nausea and vomiting. That was the other thing. I couldn't stop throwing up when I was passing my kidney stone. Not fun. So these are things that, you know, sadly we need to kind of, you know, deal with in life. You know, they'll remove them by using a scope or putting in a stent to dilate the ureter to allow it to pass. But it's one of those things where you got to drink, you know, plenty of fluids. Remember, your kidneys, their job is to take the blood, filter it, whatever shouldn't be in the blood, dump in urine. So help the body out a little bit by hydrating. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally. The state health commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. Services are set to begin Friday for young siblings who died last week in a Pennsylvania house fire that also killed 8 other people. The cause remains under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
D-A-L-I. So author Salman Rushdie has been airlifted to the hospital after being stabbed multiple times in the neck when he was on stage about to give a speech in upstate New York. This was near Buffalo in Chautauqua. He's 75 years old. As he was being introduced to the stage for the CHQ 2022 event, he was attacked by an unidentified man. He had to be airlifted to a hospital. Witnesses claim he was stabbed 10 to 15 times. A man approached him from behind before rushing the stage. He was here for a discussion of the United States as an asylum for writers and other artists in exile and as a home for freedom of creative expression. Witnesses claim the attacker managed to walk off the stage after the stabbing, before being restrained. People rushed to assist Rushdie and try to administer care. There was blood all over the place. And his current condition right now is not known. A man has been arrested by New York. The man was arrested by New York State troopers. Rushdie also suffered a minor head injury. So during a press conference about red flag laws, Governor Kathy Hochul called the attack on Rushdie heartbreaking. She did confirm he is still alive. He is getting the care he needs at a local hospital, and that a state police trooper stood up and saved his life. So, this is something that you know, is starting to be a little bit more common, where somebody's on stage, just like we saw with that Republican candidate, like we saw with Dave Chappelle, what we saw with, you know, Chris Rock, this idea that you could be on stage and just open to the public. Now, I've been on stage multiple times. You feel like you have an imaginary barrier. There's just, when you're on stage, you're on stage. It's supposed to be kind of common knowledge that no one's supposed to go on stage if you're there. That the audience stays away. That the audience is only supposed to stay by their seats. Every now and then, you know, when the show is over, there's guards and, you know, or volunteers telling people to move this way, move this way. You leave backstage after you've done your performance. And there's always a barrier. But, you know, as we had to evolve what was thought to be safe and not, like bulletproof cars and, you know, driving presidents in convertibles. You know, after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, people are like, no more convertibles for presidents, a bulletproof car, and you know, we you know, keep them as protective as possible. I wonder if that's going to have to start with people going up on stage. Now, a stage doesn't necessarily have to be a big wooden stage. Those are my favorite, where there's a curtain and all that. But getting up on stage, how many times have I gotten up to speak? People get up to speak in small areas. Look at Abe, a former Prime Minister Abe, getting up there just to talk and promote one of the other candidates. He gets up there and then he gets killed. So we're starting to see a pattern of people committing violence on individuals who you would think would have more protection than they do, but they don't. And we don't have stage protection. There's no on-stage protection. It's almost impossible. There's just too many. But we're going to be moving towards, all right, if there's ever a public event, we need bulletproof glass. We need high security. We need, you know, I find it fascinating how we are able to really get close and personal with a lot of, you know, political candidates. Now, I mean, I get to go to these places because people know who I am. I'm in the media, but I always kind of am watching from a security standpoint, going, can anybody come in? Can anybody, you know, hurt us or stab us or whatever? And I see these events, and politicians are some of the most vulnerable, because a lot of people who are stars or, you know, authors or whatever, a lot of the times they really kind of stay out of the public eye. But like, look, I just want you to see me on stage, or I want you to see me in the movies. I don't want you to see me how I really, really look, you know, when I'm wearing a sports bra or my toenails aren't done. So a lot of times people in the arts might not necessarily be out there in public. But in terms of politicians, man, you know, these, you know, they'll meet at a bar or they'll meet at a restaurant or at a park. And you'll notice that sometimes there's a couple people there for security, but people rush to say hi, they rush to shake hands. How do you know? And I really worry that with this upcoming midterm election, there's going to be sadly, you know, or tragically, more of these rushing the stage to get to the candidate. And I'm nervous about it. I am. I mean, we are seeing things in politics that we never thought we would. Former presidents raided. Former prime ministers killed. We're seeing things happen that, you know, aren't supposed to happen. It seems like people have a I just don't care attitude. Or they think it's going to help the cause. They think, well, you know, if we don't have this person around, then the other person could win. So it's a very, very frightening time. And for those of you that are, you know, helping out political candidates and things like that, you know, just be aware that you don't have adequate security. Our schools don't have adequate security. You know, so many of us, our minds are blown away that we have all this money for the climate bill and the reducing inflation bill and arming our IRS and 87,000 new IRS jobs to be added to the roster, yet where's the money for armed guards in schools? Where's the legislation allowing a teacher who wants to carry and undergoes the training to do it? Our schools are unprotected. Our malls are unprotected. Our basic little town halls are unprotected. That could happen outside. You know, law enforcement, remember, is already strained. When this stuff happens, this stuff is happening because there's not enough law enforcement. People are very well aware, and it wasn't the news, and it wasn't all the defund the police rhetoric that even though defund the police rhetoric was very damaging, but you have people that notice there's no cop. I could pull this. I could make this happen. And I just think we're in a lot of danger. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Johnson & Johnson, after years of legal drama, will stop selling talcum-based baby powder around the world by 2023. Instead, they're going to change the talc to cornstarch. The talc-based powder stopped being sold in the U.S. and Canada in 2020. It's at the center of tens of thousands of lawsuits filed by women who claim they developed ovarian cancer after using talcum powder. Johnson & Johnson says it remains confident in the safety of the product, but in a statement Friday, according to CNN, the company said it would stop selling talcum-based powder around the world next year as part of a worldwide portfolio assessment. They say we continually evaluate and optimize our portfolio to best position the business for long-term growth. This transition will help simplify our product offerings, deliver sustainable innovation, and meet the needs of our customers, consumers, and evolving trends. So some talcum powder companies have put warning labels, but Johnson & Johnson said that the label would be confusing. They had said that they've done studies on this, and they stand by that it's not causing the cancer. But other studies have shown that women that do use it in the genital area can. See, I've never put that stuff near there. I've just always been kind of nervous about anything chemical or scented or, you know, I mean, luckily I haven't needed that stuff, but I tell all women, if you feel like you need something that is scented or that changes things down there, maybe it's because you have something that needs to be treated, like a bacterial vaginosis or another sort of infection. So make sure you get that checked out. All right, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I keep getting, are we in a recession or not? Some of my friends go, we're not in a recession. Look at the unemployment. It's down. Look at all the jobs available. We're not in a recession. Others are like, oh, yeah, we are. And it's going to get worse. And you're looking at this and you're like, okay, how are we on opposite sides of this? Just like with COVID, how are we on opposite sides of how you get it and how you don't get it and how much the vaccine protects and how much it doesn't? Why are we in such a disarray? It should be pretty darn simple. But it's not simple because of politics. And so the original definition of the GDP in 2 quarters showing a shrinking of the economy being the definition is now being taken a little bit differently. All right, on one end, you have the Democrats that don't want people to panic, don't want to say, well, it's a recession, start laying everybody off, and, you know, they got the midterms coming up, and so they're like, look, you know, look at our job growth numbers, look at how inflation went down a little bit, you know, gas prices are starting to fall down. This is not what you see during a recession. On the flip side, you have others going, okay, wait a second, these are kind of unprecedented times. The job market's reopening and the employment rate is not the marker you follow, because we forced a bunch of people out of their jobs. We forced, you know, companies to close during the lockdown. Then all of a sudden we could say you could come back. And all of a sudden we eased up on the mandate. So there were these external forces that could have manipulated the unemployment numbers. So recessions will be defined by how people look at the economy. And the general consensus, if nobody wants to go by the definition of the GDP, the general consensus is what's happening in the industry. You know, are we seeing a change in our economics? Are we seeing people spend less? Are we seeing layoffs? So my definition of a recession is a period of time where people start to tighten their belt. We see layoffs. We see a very unstable, unsteady market, and a future where it's not going to get better anytime soon. That, to me, would be a definition of a recession. And then if it's much more severe, then a depression. Then it would be a depression. So, have there been layoffs? Well, they don't really make a lot of headlines, but yeah. Forbes has started to delineate some of the companies, like Peloton. Peloton laid off 800 employees today. That Peloton, remember, was really, really huge. It usually gets a bump after Christmas because everybody does their New Year's resolutions and wants to lose weight. But Peloton had some issues with some, you know, issues with their equipment and recalls. Peloton just fired 800 people. Texas-based home health services Signify Health laid off about 500 employees today as well. Meditation app Calm laid off 90 employees. California tech startup Nutanix, they announced plans to cut jobs by October. Microsoft reportedly laid off a couple hundred employees. They said they were going to cut 1% of its 180,000 workers. The cuts are going to be coming soon. Casual salad shop Sweetgreen has cut 5% of their workforce. Website design company Wix.com has made their second round of layoffs this year. Canadian social media company Hootsuite has planned to cut 30% of their 1,000 employees. Groupon has planned to lay off 15% of their workforce. Snap, who's makes Snapchat, started laying off employees as well. iRobot, Jam City, Walmart. Walmart plans to cut 200 of their corporate employees. Robinhood cut 23% of its staff. This is just this month. Texas-based technology giant Oracle started laying off an undisclosed number of their 143,000 employees. Shopify, Whoop, 7-Eleven, Fly Home. Ford plans to lay off about 8,000 employees. Vimeo, an online video company, software startup Olive, crypto exchange Gemini, OpenSea, ChowNow. I'm just in July. Tesla, Tonal, Gopuff, Loan Depot, Rivian, JP Morgan, they laid off about 1,000 or reassigned or laid off about 1,000 of their employees. And the list just keeps going. Coinbase, Carvana. So the thing with this is, you know, I remember I told you guys during the Great Recession, things seemed to be going well until the media made a really, really big deal about it. Again, it was right before the election. And then all of a sudden, layoffs, I mean, it just, everything just started to crash. And so I get how in the media, we want to be, you know, calming. But on the flip side, I see people go, oh yeah, we're going to set up a trip to Greece, or we're going to do this. And I go, oh, you know, you aren't going to save money, you know, things are, oh no, they said we're not in a recession. One of my friends said that. They go, we're not in a recession, so we're going to go and, you know, make plans for this really exotic vacation. Well, good for you for enjoying life. And I don't want to stop that because, you know, you never know if you're going to get hit by a bus. So if you want to go to Greece, go to Greece. But maybe we need to stop listening to the news on if we're in a recession or not. Just look around. Because, again, our economy, it was one of those things where we kicked a whole bunch of people off the ship, and then we gave everybody life preservers and got them back on the ship and go, look how many people we got back on the ship. But if you didn't kick them off the ship to begin with, they wouldn't have needed saving. So when they say our employment numbers are rising, as companies are slowly getting back on their feet, or when they went out of business and had to open a new company, you can't really take all that credit, because who screwed them over in 2020 and then in 2021 with mandates? So, I would say if you can't decide if we're in a recession or not, and you don't particularly like the economics or the economist's definition, then come up with your own. And remember what things were like with previous recessions, what you've read about with other ones, and if job uncertainty, job instability, you don't know if your job is going to keep you or not, you don't know if your money is going to last, you don't know if your retirement account is going to stay solid, and you're a little nervous that when you go to the grocery store, your $100 for groceries, you know, barely fills up one bag, you know, then to me, I would say, you know, I don't care if it's called a recession or not. Because I don't care about the midterms in terms of, you know, well, because it's in a recession, then certain people aren't going to get elected. It's beyond that. I care about what the recession does to my patients. And are they going to lose their job and lose their health insurance? Are people going to scrimp and save and not buy their medications? One of my predictors if we're in a recession is what patients are doing. When I see patients not want to spend a copay and just do telemedicine and are avoiding medications they need to save money, as far as I'm concerned, that's a huge predictor we're in a recession. When I see people's roots, right, you know, start to grow out, and people take time and let their nails grow out and are starting to, you know, I see you're in bad need of an upper lip wax and you haven't done it in 6 months, that's a sign you're scrimping and saving. When you notice that your paycheck is not covering what it needs to cover, whether it's gas, whether it's food, whether it's rent, all right, that is not a strong economy. So, some people are like, well, I don't care what other companies are doing. Maybe they overhired, which is why, again, I cannot use employment as a predictor. Because, you know, somebody could say, well, we're in a recession because look at all those companies firing people. Well, they're firing people because they had to post-COVID staff because people didn't want to come back to work and they had to, you know, give them all these extra incentives and now they might not be able to afford it. So I don't think the employment is as accurate a predictor as the other things. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.